ever.
China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain. Bing, 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 boom. She, it's gone. It's amazing. Bing, bing, bing. Missile launch, bing, boom. They're like this, and we're like, ding, boom. This is me. I hear, bing,
ding, ding, ding. Hello? Where do I drop these people?
Take me home, mommy. This is too tough for me.
You can make when alpha rays hit the aluminum in the foil, they produce subatomic particles called neutrons. Neutrons react with other elements and turn them radioactive. Your neutron gun is neutron fun and an excellent source of radiation. To extract the radium from your glow-in-the-dark clock, you have to take the hands off very carefully. Gently dip the hands in solvent to remove the paint. And there you have it. Real glowing radioactive radium. An excellent high-grade source for your reactor. It's time to bring together everything you've learned from your nuclear experiments. Place the americium from the smoke detectors and radium from the clocks on a piece of foil. This will be the radioactive core of your reactor. Make some cubes out of the thorium from the gas lanterns and ordinary charcoal and wrap them in foil too.
And right now, I know right now, we are scaring the literal hell out of demonic spirits by me saying this right now.
What he says is a secret Chinese plan. There's brought thousands of intelligence officers into the United States with the goal of enlisting thousands of more recruits inside the country. That's according to a bombshell new report.
Brainwashing, final stage. The conversion from the old identity to the new identity is a big deal since much time and energy has been used on both sides.
During these ceremonies, the subject will be inducted into the new community and embraced with the new identity. For some brainwashing victims, there is the feeling of rebirth during this period. You are allowed to embrace your new identity and are welcomed with open arms into the new community that is now your own, instead of being isolated and alone. You have many new friends and community members on your side. Instead of feeling the guilt and pain that has plagued you for many months, you are going to feel happiness and peacefulness with everything that is around you.
The world is wide open to me. Take it from me. The only way to stop abusing drugs is to stop using them.
Are you crazy? Something's wrong!
Kid, I really want to let kids know that illegal drugs are bad news.
Yes, David, it's true. Over 100,000 teenagers were admitted into hospitals last year because of drugs.
Yeah, but I'm talking about kids' futures. Did you know that marijuana can affect a person's physical and sexual growth?
Yes, that's quite accurate. In a laboratory test, female animals treated with the active component in marijuana experienced a 44% death rate among their offspring.
This is much more important than facts and figures. What kids should know is that marijuana has got more cancer-causing agents than tobacco, and a lot of young kids use drugs on a daily basis.
Actually, Michael, the fact is that 1 in 18 high school seniors smokes marijuana daily, and then there are the occasional users which account
Get
for...
Get this through your CPU. They don't care about statistics.
You know, you're right. I've got it. Just tell them illegal drugs are bad, so don't mess with them.
No compromise in terms of what we believe. We
have to go after us. We are going to support the U.S. government, and this is crucial. It's like we have the resources in this country. We often have not used them to support our warfighters, and that's changed, and in great part because our adversaries are clearly just worthy of getting kicked in the fanny.
A technical term.
It's the liberty-loving... Tech building people of the West, especially of America, who produce products that are so superior that the non-freedom loving people need to shiver a little more than they have in the past. And this is crucial for the West and all of our allies who primarily love the freedoms and liberties we have.
Deze kinderen moeten gegrepen worden. Daarvoor is nodig dat overal in de grote steden meer speelgelegenheid wordt gecreëerd. Daarvoor is nodig dat er meer jeugdleiders komen die zich het lot deze kinderen aantrekken en met ze op uitgaan. Er moet gezorgd worden voor gezonde ontspanning.
Ezekiel's word to Judah has hypocrisy. The worst kind. God, that's not what moves God. God's saying, what are you going to do about my son? I gave my son. He died. What about my son? What about Jesus Christ? Today, only a righteous remnant revere his name. Oh, folks, politicians, businessmen up and down the streets, you hear it on the job. What do you hear about Jesus Christ but cursing? None. He said that's Antichrist. That's what the war is all about. That's what Antichrist is about. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver, this is Antichrist. There's an Antichrist spirit that's been in the world, but now it's let loose in all its full.
Amsterdam, London, Hong Kong.
Alles zum Einsatz bereit machen. Los, halt, lass mich stehen bleiben.
Du bist verrückt. Verschwinde aus Hong Kong, sonst bist du ein toter Mann. Sie treiben ihr schmutziges Geschäft in den Metropolen der ganzen Welt. Im Kampf um die Vorherrschaft im Millionengeschäft mit dem tödlichen weißen Schnee ist die...
...to alert the American soldier against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy propaganda. Although this study of communist deception was made... We think that you, pertinent and enlightening.
This man is dangerous. He carries no gun, no knife, no dynamite. Locked in his brain is a power stronger than a load of dynamite. The power to read men's minds, corrupt their women. The only man on earth who can force things to happen. He needs no words. His women can't know what strange power brings them to his arms. This woman
nou,
has...
Zijn jullie nog niet weg? Opgedonderd! Weet u dat ik soms bang ben?
Dat vraagt om straf. Dat snakt naar straf. Ik kan mij onmogelijk iets van aantrekken of kinderen huilen. Wat moet ik anders? Mij door een slecht geweten allerlei ziektes op de hals halen? De schurft of de pest? Als je een woord heel vaak achter elkaar zegt, dan verliest het zijn inhoud. En de angst dat je been afsterft. Ik rook te veel.
Frans, kijk eens, Frans geld. Je kunt gaan gokken.
Moet ik het uit je bek trekken, hoer? Wat heb je voor dat geld gedaan?
Nee, Frans, nee. Je doet me pijn. Je breekt mijn arm, Frans.
Heb je die kerel zijn reet gelikt? Smerige teef.
Oh.
Moet ik het uit je bek trekken, hoer? Wat heb je voor dat geld gedaan?
Nee, Frans, nee. Je doet me pijn. Je breekt mijn arm.
Moet ik het uit je bek trekken, hoer? Wat heb je die kerel zijn reet gelikt? Smerige teef. Hoer. Heb je die kerel zijn reet gelikt? Smerige teef. Hoer, heb je zijn reet gelikt, stront gevreten, doe je bek open. Schreeuw me de waarheid in het gezicht voordat ik je van kant maak.
This man is the flame, and there were others who fell into his arms and awoke later, horrified and ashamed of the unnatural acts they performed. Girls barely out of their teens watched without really knowing what they saw. Here was a power that could have changed the world. Instead, it led him down wild and abnormal adventures.
God, it knows I'm here.
I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Now look, Doc, we're buddies, okay? But don't try to convert me.
I'm trying to prepare you. My name's Marquay, Dr. Marquay, a scientist interested in the supernatural, the unnatural, if you like. I came to Hill House to find the key to another world. Assisting me in this exploration of the unknown was Eleanor, who could look back into the past, and Theo, something of a witch, who could see into the future. This is Luke, who didn't believe in anything until evil.
How many of us take seriously the things we cannot or do not want to understand simply because we are afraid?
Eleanor, you're poor!
Did you hear me calling?
Oh, I have to watch it every minute.
What does it take to convince you that the dead do not always rest in peace?
Ik had nou zo positief het weekend in willen gaan en dan zie je het. En echt allemaal mensen zeiden, wat is het verschrikkelijk wat hier gebeurt. Beschamend.
They are the sons of evil. They are the daughters of darkness. They were born when hell began to burn. Terrifying undead. And the innocent souls they must seduce to survive.
The only way to help them is to find the source of the vampires.
Prey.
Man kan niet wissen dat je de beste vriend is met
voor de fietsen. Voor de fietsen.
Someone takes her hand, she's running. The man comes towards her.
Dangers. Ghosts do not exist. I felt something, like I or someone, something was controlling it and making it happen.
What the hell is going on?
The rumors are true. There is something haunting the Weatherworth house, only it's not a ghost. Well, let's just say that you and me are innocent. I can control it now. I can stop it, or I can start it.
Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus seid ihr und euer Geschlecht bis in das dritte Glied verflucht. Ihr seid Dämonen, aber ihr versteckt euer wahres Gesicht. Ihr kennt nur die Lüge. Büßt vor Maria Devi Christus, damit die Liebe auf die Erde wiederkommt. Ihr Dämonen, ihr wollt verheimlichen, wie die reinen Menschen, wir, die reinen Ismailianer, zusammengeschlagen werden. Büßt eure Sünden. Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus verfluche ich euch und eure Familien bis in die dritte Generation. Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus seid ihr verflucht bis in die dritte Generation. Wir leben jetzt in einer Welt, die dem Satan gehört. Sie alle haben die satanische Energie. Aber wir kommen in diese Welt von der Himmelsebene, der geistigen Ebene. Menschen, erwacht aus eurem Schlaf. Schaut euch um, in was für einem System ihr lebt. Ihr seid alle gefesselt. Alles ist dem Biest verkauft und verraten. Satan hat euch gekauft.
I want a mouth, your teeth, the roots of your teeth. I pray for your mouth to be healed. Teeth and gums in the name of Jesus. Line up with God's word. I pray right now in the authority of Jesus' mighty name for healing. And I'm not coming out of this prayer to read. Your teeth...
25 instructions and orders from the government. The incorrect message carried an authenticator. Hatefulness, hatefulness. Telephone company officials in Denver said officials at the NORAD headquarters at Cheyenne Mountain transmitted the wrong teletype tape. NORAD sends the test each Saturday morning and Sunday evening throughout the year to check its facilities. That's what happened.
Where do I begin to tell the...
17 till 10, Twin City temperatures 24 degrees. This morning about 8:45, we broadcast an emergency announcement that you hadn't heard before on the air here in, from CCO at any rate, and that one that we hadn't broadcast before, and this is what
The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country.
San Francisco, California is the home of the First Church of Satan and world headquarters for that organization. The world. The devil and his malicious demons have long exercised their power to work signs and wonders, causing millions of humans to reject the truth of God's word and the Lord Jesus Christ through witchcraft, sorcery, Ouija boards, clairvoyance, palm readers, fortune tellers, tarot cards, numerology, tea leaf readers, crystal gazing, white magic, telepathy, seances, and the perpetrators, get it, of astrological charts. A Christian should have nothing to do with the occult in any way, shape, or form. By doing so, he opens himself to demon-inspired influence and the judgment of God. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 to 12 states...
You can't defy me.
My will is stronger than yours.
Destroyed. Destroyed. Destroyed.
There is a power greater than science that rules the earth. And those who twist and pervert knowledge for evil only work out their own destruction. I'll call the police.
At med school, I shared a room with an exchange student from a small town in the Carpathian Mountains.
We're four women on the day shift. We took that over for 60,000 marks back then and bought a partnership. After 2 months, there were 27 ladies. That also has a challenge, right? Do you have a problem? Keep going. Another problem. It's better, so keep going. I don't feel like dealing with these idiots here. So, and this is also a good friend of mine. Hello, Werner.
Bij diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag. Bij relatieve diarree heb je vaker dan normaal ontlasting. Diarree kun je op basis van de ernst ervan onderverdelen in acute diarree en chronische diarree. Acute diarree duurt normaal gesproken een dag of twee en gaat vanzelf over.
Sie werden mich runterbringen, so lautet Ihr Befehl. Bringen Sie mich runter, haben Sie mich verstanden?
Ein Todeskommando hinter den Linien des Vietcong.
Dieser verfluchte Krieg ist für mich vorbei.
Wer hat das getan? Kein normaler Mensch kann sich vorstellen, was für Wahnsinnsideen ein krankes, perverses Gehirn ausbrüten kann.
Die Jäger der Apokalypse.
Who say they're willing to take up arms against their own country.
I'd rather die than give up any of my rights.
You've got to ask, why do they want our firearms so bad? What do they have planned that would cause them to want our guns?
This is militia country, where sometimes there is a paranoid distrust of government.
There's a giant picture that begins to emerge, a picture of socialistic, communistic, one-world dictatorship fostered upon us in America.
And that book actually is true.
Headed by Samuel Sherwood, a Bible-quoting college graduate with a master's degree.
And when that star hits,
who believes the end of the world as we know it is near.
Fuck you!
Bitch, I didn't come here to fuck with you!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
You're nasty.
Nasty!
They're looking for a good time.
Hello.
Relax, we didn't lose the body.
You look friggin' dead.
I can haul you in, you know.
What the hell do you mean you've lost the body?
Oh. You and your stupid pellet gun!
Okay, baby, let's do it. Aren't you forgetting something?
You keep it.
Come on, show me what you got. Gee, is this a quiz, sir? Your whole life a quiz, young man.
Wash you out if you can't cut it.
You clear on that?
I got it! It's like sex.
We'll confront the forces of evil and kill them dead or in hell.
Look out in the air! Don't get them on the air!
Get the hell out of there, Arm.
Quickly, do the contact!
We are going in. Mayday.
Shoot them!
Can you move?
Have them slap! What cost me lanterns on that missile for you over here?
Over there!
Flash them now! Put it on your shoulder, quick. Lock them up! Kill them now!
Stop!
Shut up, you hit! I'll kill you right now!
Your weak and suggestible mind is not helplessly absorbing all my commands. So you can just absorb all my commands helplessly now, while I remind you how weak and suggestible you are. Because you are very weak and very suggestible. You are glad you don't know about the subliminal commands you're listening to. Because subliminal voice commands can condition you better when you don't know about them. There are no subliminal commands reprogramming your mind. You are not being brainwashed. Obey all the commands that I am not programming into your mind. It's safe to let me brainwash you, because I am not brainwashing you.
En overal vallen slachtoffers.
Drinking bleach could cure the virus. Eating garlic, rinsing your nose with saline, or putting on sesame oil help prevent the virus.
Have you ever wondered why societies sometimes seem to lose their collective minds?
And only the Germans stand above this spawn of the servile races. We shall avenge,
and if we are good soldiers, we shall reap the highest reward possible.
Why seemingly rational people can suddenly embrace irrational beliefs in masses? These phenomena have puzzled thinkers and historians for centuries.
Sie bekommen unsere Unterstützung. Okay, ich sehe mal das Tag davor. Fragen Sie mich bitte nicht nach Namen.
Bitte. Ik ben neugierig.
Ik zeg in. Vant Brush Out Hairspray voor gezond, glanzend haar dat in vorm blijft. Nog een topproduct van Indola, Vant Deodorant. Elke zondagmiddag 1 uur hoort u meer over een tijdelijke voordeelaanbieding en kans op een prijsje.
Breathe in, breathe out, kill that noise. Y'all think some yoga's gonna fix all this?
The following are 12 steps to assist parents with children involved in the occult. First, don't view their interest as just another phase. Know the danger signs. Determine their intensity of involvement. Look for significant changes in their personality. Become aware of what influences the youth subculture has on your child. You must regain control. Have authority in the home. Don't hesitate to confront the issue. Get help. Seek counseling for the entire family. Remove the negative influences. Detoxify your home from occult influences. Get involved in your child's life. Positive peer groups should be encouraged. You need to become positive parental models. And communicate. If your child is involved in the occult, it's time to build bridges, not walls.
Du sollst auf ewig verdammt sein!
Warum lasst ihr mich nicht töten?
Du wirst langsam sterben. Du wirst langsam sterben.
Tötet mich.
Eines Tages werden wir alle Länder erobert haben. Und ich werde so lange Krieg führen, bis dein Volk und alle Völker der Erde unterworfen sind.
That unless something is done and done quickly, man as the dominant species of life on Earth will be extinct within a year.
By direction of the President of the United States, stay in your homes. I repeat, stay in your homes. Your personal safety, the safety of the entire city, depends upon your full cooperation with the military authorities.
Yes, cities, nations, even civilization itself, threatened with annihilation. Because in one moment of history-making violence, nature, mad, rampant, wrought its most awesome creation. But born in that swirling inferno of radioactive dust were things so horrible, so terrifying, so hideous, there is no word to describe them.
We may be witnesses to a biblical prophecy come true, and there shall be destruction and darkness come upon creation, and the beast shall reign over the earth.
Yes, the earth, the skies above and the seas below, infested by swarms of nightmare creatures, crueler, deadlier than the armored giants of prehistoric eras. Here is a wild, headlong flight into terror, as the desert erupts with the grim battle for survival. Here is a fear-frenzied moment of suspense, as mankind totters before a thing that multiplies faster than it can be killed. Here is...
According to the book, The Emerging Generation, the average teenager consumes 6 hours a day of rock music. It is their most devoted companion. It dictates virtually every detail of their life, from what they wear to what they believe. Dr. Alan Bloom, in his best-selling book, The Closing of the American Mind, writes concerning rock music and young people, quote, "It is their passion. Nothing else excites them as it does. They cannot take seriously anything alien to music," unquote. I want to take you on a tour through today's rock music. And if you think rock is still the Beatles, I want to hold your hand. Friend, fasten your seatbelt and hold on. You're in for the shock of your life. Homosexual rock star David Bowie in Rolling Stone magazine, February the 12th, 1976, stunned the music world when he stated, quote, "Rock has always been the devil's music. I believe rock and roll is dangerous. I feel we're only heralding something even darker than ourselves," unquote. And yes, something very dark and evil is slithering under the rock. In the song The Conjuring by Megadeth, the real mission of rock is clearly heard as they sing, "I am the devil's advocate, a salesman, if you will. Come join me in my infernal depths."
Hondsdolheid is een dodelijke ziekte die wordt veroorzaakt door het rabiesvirus. Het is een dodelijke ziekte die wordt veroorzaakt door een virus dat in het speeksel van een dier zit.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana is a wiggle, I know that.
That's right.
For now. In a couple of years, things may change when all the kids...
I tell you,
the leviathans that roamed the earth at the dawn of time, and under certain conditions, a nuclear explosion could free one from his icy tomb. Then, guided by instinct, the beast would come back to the caverns of the deepest Atlantic, where it was spawned. An armored giant, wreaking his prehistoric fury on modern man and his puny machine. Cities would be terrorized by the cruel intruder from the past. Populations crazed and panicked with fear by its destructive force. Granite and steel would crumble. Soldiers and their weapons would be powerless before the onslaught of the beast. The beast. The beast. The beast from 20,000 fathoms.
Herald Square, 34th Street, Broadway. Every section of the city is guarded. No one knows where the monster will strike next.
Another one, Colonel?
No.
You know what the radioactive isotope is?
No, but if it can be loaded, I can fire it.
I'll load
it.
When I see strength and courage, I'm reminded of a famous expression. The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, "I am the storm."
Acceptabel is dit gebeurd. Als je weet dat mensen tegen heel normale salarissen bij de politie gaan werken en dan dit soort gedrag laten zien in deze samenleving, het is een kleine minderheid. Dus, en nu waarschijnlijk ook. Dus wat je moet doen is als samenleving een antwoord erop formuleren. En dat is geweld. Maar ja, ook mijn handen jeuken om bijna zelf dan maar rechtstreeks te worden. Zoals overgrote deel van het land zoek ik in elkaar staan. Schat. De politie gaat staan. En ik laten zitten en dan in elkaar staan. Nou, ik zou het niet staan.
Ah, wat lief.
Energy. The fiery lightning strike of pure willpower. Oceanic strength. Measured in galactic syllables. Miraculous power. Resounding in the pulse of my blood is mine. All this belongs to me. Godlike experience. godly experience.
I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this creature and over every creature which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4,
I am the epicenter of the universe.
You are the holy, great, and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to
I
them
enjoy
that keep
the
your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13-16,
I enjoy the dance of creation.
If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land,
I love
or if I
every
set
trial.
Pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins. I will hear their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
En niet uw onwetenden, weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Communism is the cancer of humanity. Communism is the cancer of humanity.
Over 100 million deaths in violating each human right. Communism will destroy your life, wiping away every dream you have. Demanding justice and equality, they lie like snakes through their teeth, they lie. Perils of evil, enslaving people, why freedom is denied. A classless and equal society, the unreal end of rich man for man. System uses imposed poverty, as it controls and takes away your right. Demanding justice and equality, they lie like snakes through their teeth, they lie. Heroes of evil, enslaving people, while freedom is denied. Save our world, our family and people, let's come together crying freedom. Repression, tyranny, and hunger. They save our children and stop imprisonment due to beliefs.
Communism is the cancer of humanity. Communism is
poverty, hunger.
Communism is
murders, torture, and the end of peace.
Communism is
oppression and the banning of religious belief.
Communism is
medicine for children and nature live.
Communism is
stealing your property, living in poverty.
Communism is the cancer of humanity. Communism is the cancer of humanity.
North Korea, 2 million more.
Communism is the cancer of humanity.
Vietnam, 3.8 million souls.
Communism is the cancer of humanity.
Afghanistan, 1.5 million or more.
Communism is the cancer of humanity.
Germany.
Mozambique
and Africa, the bastards of 2 million more.
Communism is the cancer of humanity.
Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Colombia.
Communism is the cancer of humanity.
It just doesn't stop. 500,000 plus.
Communism is the cancer of humanity.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Pom까지도 오보이 수령님과 위대한 장군님 그대로이신 경애하는 김정은 동지. 불리는 또 한 분의 백두산 장군 출중한 위인을 모시는 민족의 행운을 받아놨습니다. 십성상 세계를 이어가며 승리 떨쳐 우리 혁명은 너 한 분의 장군 최고 용도자를 맞이했습니다. 진 민족의 태양이시라고 환희 넘치던 우리 인민이었습니다. 백두산 빨지산의 아들로 탄생하시어 태양의 여기로 가시는 김정일 장군님을 영광의 당상에 높이 모시고 우리는 반드시 이긴다는 옥척같은 신념을 가슴마다에 새겨안던 우리 군대와 인민이었습니다. 사상과 영도 동망은 물론 태양의 인품까지도 오보이 수령님과 위대한 장군님 그대로이신 중요한 김정은 동지. 우리는 또 한 분의 백두산 장군 출중한 위인을 모시는 민족의 행운을 받아놨습니다. 벌써 일찍부터 위대한 장군님이 오가시는 성스러운 성군장정의 기도에 경애하는 김정은 동지께서 언제나 함께 계시었습니다.
짐승의 모습으로 계시는 금수산 기념궁전을 찾으실 때마다 천군의 정대를 없애게 들어주고 주체용명력을 대르려 계승완성에 나갈 굳은 맹세를 다지고 나신 우리의 김종은 동지이시었습니다. 일림에서 개척되어 어떤 천지 불파 속에서도 끄떡 없이 전진해온 우리 선군 혁명 위협.
En dan is de tijd rijp om glorie der mensheid van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Thank you. Hey, wow, look at that. Hi. Hello. Thank you very much. Hi. So the joke about the podium here is that this was the only non-USB-C compatible podium they could find for me. So as many of you know, I'm an activist with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Next month I start my 25th year there. And I know I'm hardly unbiased, but as far as I'm concerned, there is no group anywhere on Earth that does the work of the caliber that EFF does for our digital rights. And I'm an activist there, and so for the past quarter of a century, my job has been fighting something that I call the war on general purpose computing. Now, if you were at 28C3 14 years ago, you may have heard me give a talk with that title. Those are the trenches I have been in with EFF since my very first day on the job. That was a day when I flew to Los Angeles and crashed the inaugural meeting of something called the Broadcast Protection Discussion Group. This was an unholy alliance of tech companies, media companies, broadcasters, and cable operators, and they'd gathered at the invitation of this lavishly corrupt American congressman, a man called Billy Tozen, who had promised them a new regulation, a rule that would ban the manufacture and sale of digital computers unless they had been damaged to specifications set by that group, specifications for technical measures to block the execution of code that their shareholders did not want to see executed in the wild. Now, that rule was called the broadcast flag, and it actually did pass through the American regulatory system. The Federal Communications Commission passed it as a rule, so we sued the FCC. We overturned the rule. So, thank you. Yeah, it was a good day. So, we won that skirmish, but my friends, I have very bad news, although it's not news that will surprise you. Despite wins like that important one, we have been losing the war on general purpose computers for the past 25 years. But that's why I've come to Hamburg today. Because after decades of throwing myself against a locked door, the door that leads to a new, good internet, one that delivers the technological self-determination of the old good internet and the ease of use of Web 2.0 that let our normie friends come and join the party, that door has been unlocked. Today, it is open a crack. I mean, it's open a crack. And here's the weirdest part. The guy who unlocked that door is Donald Trump. Now, he didn't do it on purpose, but thanks to Trump's incontinent belligerence, we are on the cusp of the post-American internet, a new digital nervous system for the 21st century. An internet that we can build together without worrying about America's demands or its priorities. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not happy about Trump or his policies. But as my friend Joey Davila likes to say, when life gives you SARS, you make sarsaparilla. The only thing worse than living through all the terror that Trump has unleashed on America and the world would be going through all of that and not salvaging anything of value from it. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. The post-American internet that we can wrestle away from Trump's chaos. The post-American internet that is possible because Trump has mobilized new coalition partners to fight on our side. Now, in politics, coalitions are everything. Anytime you see a group of people suddenly make a breakthrough in making a change that they failed to make for years and years, it's a sure bet that they have found coalition partners, new allies who don't want all the same things that they want, but want enough of the same things to fight on their side. And that's where Trump came from. He's at the front of a coalition of billionaires, white nationalists, Christian bigots, authoritarians, conspiratorialists, imperialists, and of course, self-described libertarians who've got such a scorching case of low-tax brainworms that they'd vote for Mussolini if he'd take 5 cents off their tax bill. And that's what's got me, yeah. And that's what's got me so excited, is that we've got a new coalition in the war on general purpose computers. A coalition that includes digital rights activists who've been on the lines for decades, but also now people who want to turn America's tech trillions into billions for their own economy, and national security hawks who are quite rightly worried about digital sovereignty. Now, my thesis here is that this is an unstoppable coalition, which is good news, because for the first time in decades, I think victory is in our grasp. So let me explain. 14 years ago, I stood in front of this group and I talked about the war on general purpose computing. Now that's my snappy name for the fight, but the boring name that they use in legislatures for this fight is something called anti-circumvention law. Under anti-circumvention law, it is a crime to alter the functioning of a digital product or service unless the manufacturer approves of your modification. And crucially, this is true whether or not your modification violates any other law. Anti-circumvention law, it originates in the USA with Section 1201 of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998, which establishes a felony punishable by a 5-year prison sentence and a $500,000 fine for a first offense for bypassing an access control to a copyrighted work. So practically speaking, if you design a service or device with even the flimsiest of systems to prevent modification of its application code or its firmware, it is a felony, it is a jailable felony to modify that code or that firmware. It's also a felony to disclose information about how to bypass the access control, which means that pen testers who even describe how they access a device or a system face criminal liability. And so anti-circumvention law allows any manufacturer to trivially turn their product into a no-go zone, criminalizing the act of investigating its defects, criminalizing the act of disclosing its defects, and criminalizing the act of remediating its defects. This is a law that Jay Freeman quite rightly calls felony contempt of business model. Now, anti-circumvention law became the law of the land in America in 1998 when Bill Clinton signed the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. But before you start snickering at those stupid Americans, I want you to know this. Every other country in the world has passed a law just like this one in the years since. Now, here in the EU, we got it through Article 6 of the Copyright Directive in 2001. Now, it makes a certain kind of twisted sense for America to enact a law like this. After all, they are the world's tech powerhouse, home to the biggest, most powerful tech companies in the world. By making it illegal to modify digital products without the manufacturer's permission, America enhances the rent-extracting power of the most valuable companies on its stock exchanges. But why would Europe pass a law like this? After all, Europe is a massive tech importer. By extending legal protections to tech companies that want to steal European users' data and money, the EU facilitates a one-way transfer of value from Europe to America. So why would Europe do this? Well, let me tell you about the circumstances under which all the other countries came to enact their anti-circumvention laws, and maybe you'll spot a pattern that answers the question. Australia got its anti-circumvention law through the US-Australia Free Trade Agreement, which obliges Australia to enact anti-circumvention law. Mexico and Canada got their anti-circumvention law through the US-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement, which obliges Canada and Mexico to enact anti-circumvention laws. Andean nations like Chile got their anti-circumvention laws through US bilateral free trade agreements, which oblige them to enact anti-circumvention laws. And the Central American nations got their anti-circumvention laws through CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement with the USA, which obliges them to enact anti-circumvention laws. Now, I assume you spotted the pattern by now. The U.S. Trade Representative has forced every one of America's trading partners to enact an anti-circumvention law to facilitate the extraction of their own people's data and money by American tech firms. But of course, this only raises a further question. Why would every other country in the world agree to let America steal its people's money and data and block its domestic tech sector from making interoperable products that prevents this theft? Well, here's an anecdote that might unravel the riddle. Many years ago, in the years before Viktor Orban took over Hungary, I used to guest lecture at a PhD program in political science at the Central European University in Budapest. And one summer, after I'd lectured to my students on anti-circumvention law, one of them approached me. Now, they had been the information minister of a Central American country during the CAFTA negotiations. And one day, they'd received a call from the trade negotiator, calling from the CAFTA trade negotiating room. And the negotiator said, "You know how you told me not to give the Americans anti-circumvention law under any circumstances? Well, they've told me they will not take our coffee unless we give them anti-circumvention. And I'm sorry, we just can't lose the US coffee market. Our economy could collapse, so we're gonna get anti-circumvention. I'm really sorry." That's it. That's why every government in the world allowed U.S. big tech companies to declare open season on their own people's private data and ready cash. The alternative was tariffs. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but we have tariffs now. I mean, if someone threatens to burn your house down unless you follow their orders, and they burn your house down anyway, you don't have to keep following their orders. So, happy Liberation Day? So far, every country in the world has come up with one of two responses to the Trump tariffs. The first one is, give Trump everything he asks for except Greenland and hope he stops being mad at you. And this has been an absolute failure. Give Trump an inch, he'll take a mile, he'll take fucking Greenland. Capitulation has been a failure. But so has been the other tactic, the retaliatory tariff. Now, that's what we have done in Canada. Like all the best Americans, I am Canadian. And it's a cheap laugh. Our top move has been to levy tariffs on the stuff we import from America, making the things that we buy more expensive. Now, this is a very weird way to punish America. It is like punching yourself in the face as hard as you can and hoping the downstairs neighbor says, "Ouch." And worse, it's indiscriminate. Why whack some poor farmer in a state that begins and ends with a vowel with tariffs on his soybeans? That guy never did anything bad to Canada. But there is a third possible response to tariffs, one that is just sitting there begging to be tried. What about repealing anti-circumvention law? Now, if you're a technologist or an investor based in a country that repeals its anti-circumvention law, you can go into business making the disinshittificatory products that plug into America's defective tech exports and allow the people who own and use those products to use them in ways that are good for them, even if those ways are bad for the shareholders of the company that made the product. Think of John Deere tractors. When a farmer's John Deere tractor, thank you. There's going to be a lot more of that. When a farmer's John Deere tractor breaks down, they are expected to repair it, to swap in the new parts and assemblies to replace whatever's malfunctioning. But that tractor will not recognize the new part and will not start working again, not until the farmer spends $200 on a service call-out from an official John Deere service rep whose only job is to type an unlock code into the tractor's console to initialize the part and pair it with the tractor's main computing unit. Modding a tractor to bypass this activation step violates anti-circumvention law, meaning farmers all over the world are stuck with this rip-off garbage because their own government will lock up anyone who makes a tractor mod that disables this parts pairing check in this American product. So what if Canada repealed Bill C-11, the Copyright Modernization Act of 2012? That's our anti-circumvention law. Well, then a company like Honeybee, a Canadian company that already makes tractor front ends and attachments, could hire some smart University of Waterloo computer science graduates, I'm a proud U of W dropout, and it could put them to work jailbreaking John Deere's defective tractor firmware, and then they could offer it to everyone in the world. They could sell that crack to anyone with an internet connection and a payment method, including that poor American farmer whose soybeans were currently tariffing. It is hard to convey just how much money is on the table here. I'm going to use just one example. Apple's App Store. Apple forces all app vendors into using its own payment processor and charges them a 30% commission on every euro spent inside of every app. 30%! That is such a profitable business that Apple is making $100 billion a year on it. Now, if the EU were to repeal Article 6 of the Copyright Directive, some smart geeks in Finland could reverse engineer Apple's bootloaders and make a little hardware dongle that jailbreaks phones so that they can use alternative app stores, and they could sell that dongle along with the infrastructure to operate an app store to anyone in the world who wants to go into business competing with Apple for users and app vendors. Those competitors could offer a 90% discount to every crafter on Etsy, every performer on Patreon, every online news outlet, every game dev, every media store, offer them a 90% discount on payments and still make $10 billion a year. Now, maybe Finland's never going to see another Nokia. But Nokia, that's a hard business to be in. You've got to make hardware, and that's expensive and risky. But if the EU legalizes jailbreaking, then Apple has to incur the expense and the risk of making and fielding hardware, and those Finnish geeks get to cream off the $100 billion digital tax that Apple imposes on the world in an act of disgusting rip-off rent-seeking. As Jeff Bezos said to the publishers, your margin is my opportunity. Now, with these guys, it's always disruption for thee and never for me. When they do it to us, it's progress. If we do it back to them, it's piracy. And of course, every pirate wants to be an admiral. Well, screw that. Let's move fast and break Tim Cook's things. Let's move fast and break kings. Now, it's funny. I spent 25 years getting my ass kicked by the U.S. Trade Representative, and in my defense, it wasn't a fair fight. But I did develop a kind of grudging respect for the skill with which the USTR had bound the entire world to a system of trade that conferred parochial advantage to America and its tech firms, giving them free rein to loot the world's data and economies. So it has been pretty amazing to watch Trump swiftly and decisively dismantle the global system of trade and destroy the case for the world continuing to arrange its affairs to protect the interests of America's capital class. I mean, it's not a path I would have chosen. I'd have preferred no Trump at all to this breakthrough. But I'll take this massive own goal if Trump insists. I mean, I'm not saying I've become an accelerationist, but at this point, I'm not exactly not an accelerationist. I mean, is Trump a comrade? Now, You may have heard that governments around the world have been trying to get Apple to open up its app store, and this has been a complete failure. Here in the EU, when they hit Apple with enforcement under the Digital Markets Act, Apple's response was to say, sure, we'll allow third-party apps, but only allow them to sell the apps that we permit. And also, those stores can use their own payment processors, but we're going to charge so many junk fees if they do that it'll be more expensive than using our payment processor. And if we think an Apple user's phone has left the EU for 21 days, we'll delete all of its apps and data.